tell me, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh, touch me, oh yeah, oh yeah. This is me 100 days after watching BTS, because these boys have been filling my YouTube feed. I'm learning Korean, yeah. It's not a hard one to learn. No, it's not like French, because French you have to have the accent. So I had a breakdown before starting recording this part. I started recording a podcast and then my neighbor decided, Wasafi! I was crying for like a minute. But here we are. If you didn't listen to my other episode, please go and listen to it. It was so fun. I did it with my friend and what was the topic? Come on. Between cheating and taking a break. I think it's my main played episode. So thank you, Ochanda. What are we doing today? I don't know. So if you haven't listened to that, the other podcast, please go and listen to it. It was an amazing one. Where they start? Me every time I record a podcast. I think that would be my intro. Where do we start? This week, you know, I thought I knew what feminism was until this week, guys. I can't talk much about that. No, I want to do it with Ochanda. I'll do it with Ochanda, guys. I'm bringing Ochanda back. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Future Podcast. I'm your host, Donata Oziambo. This is the part where we have the intro. I dared myself today to tell you a story. Oh, this is hard. This is so hard. So, when I was in high school, I think I've talked about my high school days being hard on this podcast. And maybe my episode 1 or episode 2, between those two episodes. So my high school was very hard. I went to a girls' boarding school. So form 1 was easy. What I didn't like about the school is the shaving. We used to shave our hair. Form one was amazing. Having to adjust to the school rules, the how things work around the school. I have so many stories about that school, but I will not say them today. I only have one story today to tell. And so form one, form two. When you reach form 2, everyone knows you are the 8 in that school. To be in form 2 now, you've graduated from being a kid to now being a big person. This is also another thing that the school had. So we didn't have... the school didn't have midterm breaks when we joined. So us that were the first people to receive the midterm break, right? So, in form 2, during my midterm break, I decided, because I used to stay with my aunt. If it's a long holiday, I used to come back home. I used to stay in Nairobi with my dad. So, this midterm in second term midterm, I decided, you know what, I'm not going to stay with my aunt. I had some cash, I took a bus back home. Something happened in between... my midterm break, because our midterm were like 1 week, a duration of 1 week. Did they just say a duration? So this is the only midterm I went, because I remember all the other ones I was at my aunt's place or at my grandma in Kisumu still. I used to date this guy when I was in form 2. So, and it happened that I came back to Nairobi and he was in Nairobi. I'm sorry. And we will see each other between the weeks. Like, I think we saw each other, 4 times. Because we had nothing to do. It's a midterm break. We don't have that much work. Plus, I'm not a person who concentrates on reading during the day when I'm at home. I'll rather read... at night. Our midterm and the midterm were the same days. my afternoon times will be just me hanging out and having friends. I was 16, us being stupid kids, we did something. And something, you know what I mean? Sex. Mm-hmm. Didn't come to my mind that something will happen. I don't know why I never thought of something happening. I know, judge me. At this point, just judge me. I can't explain it. That, and I had no idea what people do after that, or to, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Ah. So, it's now back to school. It's the weekend. I have to travel back to Kisumu. Back to school now after the midterm break. After we already done the Uchokola. I don't know why I'm laughing. 1 week after we are back from midterm, I have these weird feelings in the morning, all these things. I'm scared because I can't have this baby. I need to go to school. This is what I came for in Nairobi. I wanted to finish high school. I wanted to go to university and have my degree, which I have them now. So I'm like, I can't tell them what's going on. And before this pregnancy shows, I have to do something about it. So, and I didn't have friends in Kisumu. I didn't have friends in Kisumu apart from the friends I went to school with. And we used to stay like 30 minutes or 40 minutes away from each other. 1 week after we came back, we were sent home for fee. I went back home. I didn't come to Nairobi. I went to my aunt's place. And so these feelings that people feel when they are pregnant. So at this point, I'm pregnant. So these signs and all the symptoms and all the things that people feel when they are pregnant, I am feeling them. Okay, I'm fine. And I don't know what to do. My aunt, if you tell her straight, a phone call to his brother, my dad, which is my dad. I was even ashamed to tell them. So I'm like, how do I go about it? I go to this clinic now. I want to solve my problem. I ask them for, cause all this feeling I'm feeling, I want to solve the problem. I ask them for a check. I think I said for consultation, and they want consultation fees. I told them I wanted to ask about school because I showed them my school ID. So schoolwork was me getting a checkup to know if I'm pregnant or not. So she was kind enough to do the testing. I'm too young to have kids. I mean, from two, I'm supposed to be studying, not raising a kid. No offense to anyone who had a kid below 16 years. After confirming I was pregnant, we had, I think, 1.5 hours of us just talking about life. She was so nice. She was so nice. I know people who will be so rude to me. Why are you getting pregnant and you are a kid? What were you doing? What were you thinking? No, she didn't even judge me. After that, she just let me go. She didn't ask for my parents or my guardian, who is my aunt at this point. Number. Okay, Donata, that's enough. That's enough. Just stop. Just stop already. I can't do this. I really can't. I don't even tell you this story is a lie. If you didn't notice when I started this podcast, I didn't tell you when it's today. Please check your calendar. 1st of April. Happy April Fool's Day. This is so bad. I am so sorry. I never got pregnant. Hey, Donata, you are pregnant. It is April Fool's Day. I am so sorry. I've never been pregnant. At some point, I had to act emotion. So I wish you guys could see my notes. Thank you so much for listening. I've been your host, Donata Odhiambo, and I'm out. How do you say thank you in Korea? Kamsahamnida. Kamsahamnida.